理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 33 Two Evenings.
7th. Yes, I will hope. Tonight I heard Grimsby and Hattersley complaining together about Arthur and his recent disinterest in being careless and wild.
I thought he wouldn't act uncivilly for long, but I thought our Mrs. Huntington would have to threaten to make us leave.I didn't think he would stop this wild behavior this way,
Mr. Hattersley told him.
But he'll change again when he's tired of her. If we come here in a year or two, we shall be merry and wild again,
Grimsby said.
I don't know,
replied Hattersley.
She's not the style of woman you soon get tired of.
As I left the room, I smiled at them and walked out to find my husband. I found him walking outside. I put my arms around him and kissed his cheek. He smiled, then looked at me with a look of shocking astonishment.
Helen, what are you doing out here?
I scared you? I asked him with a laugh. How nervous you are!
Go back inside. Helen, you'll soon be ill if you stay out here.
I have to tell you something. They are blaming you, Arthur, for refusing to drink and becoming wild. But I want to thank you. I hope you will continue with this new behavior, and I will love you even more.
Well, I will.Now, go in the house, quickly, or you'll be ill,
he said anxiously. That evening I was quite content with my husband, and rather friendly with the guests, even Lady Lowborough. 9th. Yesterday, when Rachel came to assist me in dressing for dinner, she looked quite upset. She had been crying. What is the matter, Rachel?Why have you been crying? I asked her. Well, ma'am, I don't like Mr. Huntington's behavior. She paused. You should be careful about that Lady Lowborough. If I were you, I would not allow her to be in this house any longer. I was shocked. At that moment, Millicent entered my room.At dinner, I watched my husband and Lady Lowborough quite carefully, but noticed no strange behavior. After dinner, Mr. Hargrave came to me, looking quite anxious.
May I tell you something, Mrs. Huntington?
He asked, without looking at me. If it is important, please do tell me.
Do you notice that Annabella is not nearby? And have you also noticed that Mr. Huntington has also disappeared?
Well, I asked impatiently.
They've gone outside together, where you found your husband outside last night.
Without a word, I stood up and walked quickly outside. Soon enough,I found them near a few trees in the yard, hidden from view. I silently walked near them without them hearing me move. Ah, Huntingdon, I heard Lady Lowborough say. It was here you kissed your wife, that silly woman.
Well, dearest, I must not upset her. I have certainly seen you kiss your foolish husband.But I never complain,
my husband said to her. But you don't love her, not even a little? She asked, as she smiled at him.
Not even a little bit,
he replied, as he kissed her cheek. She then ran back to the house, and he soon followed. I was too shocked and hurt to move. After a short time, I returned to the house. How could I bear my future life? I walked into the dark, empty dining room, where all was silent. As the guests were returning to their rooms to sleep, I opened the door just as Arthur was walking by. I asked him to come into the dining room.
Helen, what is the matter with you? You look ill.
He asked, looking annoyed that I bothered him. No matter, I answered. Since you no longer love me, I no longer love you. I paused. I would leave you tomorrow if I did not have our child to care for.
Helen, what is the matter with you? What are you speaking of?
You know. I saw you tonight outside with someone else, I said coldly. He was silent.
Well, what then?
He asked angrily. Will you let me take our child and the rest of my fortune and leave?
No, of course not.
Well, will you let me have the child then, without the money?
No, nor yourself without the child. Do you think I want to look like a fool left by my wife? No, you may not leave.
Then I must stay here to be hated. But I will never again love you as a wife loves a husband.
Very good.
So, do not pretend to love me any longer. I cannot bear it.
Very good, my lady. Chapter 34. Hiding the Secret.
Evening. I was calm throughout the day, but worry how I will bear the next 10 or 12 days before our guests' departure. When they are gone, how shall I bear the next months or years of my future life with that man, my greatest enemy? No one could hurt me the way he has. I loved him so foolishly and trusted him completely. I no longer love my husband. I hate him. And I believe he will never feel guilty for the pain he has caused me. Mr. Hargrave has annoyed me all day long with his extreme politeness. I do not trust that man, although his kindness may be true. He seems to want to speak to me alone, but I do not wish to speak to him nor anyone else about the terrible news about my husband. Earlier today, while the gentlemen were out hunting, I was in the sitting room with the other ladies. Lady Lowborough was quite talkative and wanted to have a conversation with me. I want never to speak to that woman again. I sat nearby, reading a book, and finally could not bear her speaking to me. Soon enough, I wrote her a short message on a page in my book and passed it to her. I know your behavior quite well and know that there is no real friendship between us. I must ask that you never speak to me as you would to a friend, as I am not your friend. As she read, she became silent, looking quite embarrassed. She then stood up and came to me, speaking in a whisper. Helen, please let me speak to you for a moment. I informed her that I knew of her love affair with my husband. She was silent for some time. Will you tell Lord Lowborough? She asked me, looking quite worried. What if I do? Well, I hope you do not tell him, and would be thankful to you if you did not tell him. I shall not tell him, but only because I do not want to upset your dear husband. I hope you will realize how selfish you are, and soon regret what you have done. I paused. And now, Lady Loughborough, I hope you will leave this house immediately. Yes, yes, of course, she said, interrupting me. But Helen, I cannot go early. I have no reason to leave early. All the guests would have suspicions about my early departure. Please allow me to stay until the other guests leave as well. Only a week longer. I will not annoy you any more. Well, I have nothing more to say to you. Have you mentioned this affair to Huntingdon? She asked as I was leaving the room. Do not mention his name to me, was my answer to her. I have not spoken to Lady Loughborough since that evening.